I'm with the 2010 General Clinton Canoe Regatta Chairman John Harmon for another year. John and all the folks are working hard again to put on a wonderful, wonderful event. And John, Sunday this year, you've got some new exciting things happening.
Yeah, we do. We have a music festival this year. Dundee's Ales and Lagers presents the music festival at the Regatta. We have five bands this year, and it's going to feature the Randy McStein Band out of Binghamton.
Now, Randy McStein, for people who don't know, is like a guitar virtuoso. This guy is amazing to see.
Yeah, he's been playing probably professionally since he's been about 14. So he's really mastered his trade now because I think he's 21, and he's just amazing. And he's actually bringing his whole band. He plays a lot solo anymore, but he's bringing his whole band to the Regatta this year to play a wide variety of rock and jazz and blues.
So he'll be like right before the fireworks?
He's actually going to play from 9 to 10, an hour before the fireworks, and an hour after the fireworks as well. So we're going to have some entertainment after the fireworks, which we've never had before.
Now, some of the other bands that are going to be there all day?
Other bands will be Woodshed Prophets, which is our local favorites, Fetish Lane. It's been retooled a little bit, a couple new members and a new name. But it's going to be the same old good folk rock
those guys are
combination
great.
Music, and they have a great local following. The other band we hooked up with is a band out of Afton, Deuces Wild, and I think everybody that's in attendance would like them if they like Southern Rock. They play Skinner, Molly Hatchet, all sorts of Southern Rock favorites, and they're a couple really good guitar players too as well.
And then, of course, the great country sounds of Kenyon Hill.
Kenyon Hill, yeah. Kenyon Hill played with us last year, and they're backed by popular demand. They did a great job, and Beattie Summers is an awesome singer. She's also going to be performing a half-hour set in the band Interchanges by herself acoustically as well.
Okay.
And then we've got also Haley and Sean. They played with us last year, just the two of them, and they're pretty amazing because they've got their two younger brothers playing with them in a band.
These are teenagers.
Yeah, Haley and Sean are 17, and the kids are, their brothers are 12 and 13, I think. So it's kind of like the Partridge Family.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I want people to realize, because I heard them last year, these aren't just, you know, kids messing around. These are some talented musicians.
They are. And they sound really good as a band now with the rest of the band, with drums and a bass. And they also are going to be playing a half-hour set of acoustically by themselves like they did last year during one of the breaks as well. So we're hoping to have a whole day continuous music from 1 to 11.
That's great. And then what else is on Sunday, exciting for Sunday?
Sunday we've got the garden tractor pull back again. Last year was the first year we tried that, and they were thrilled to death. And the people that went down and saw them were pretty amazed on how these little lawnmowers, garden tractors, pull the sled just like the big tractors do. So that was a pretty exciting little thing. It's kind of tucked out of the way down over the bank.
It's just another opportunity to do something special
exactly.
Over the weekend. You can bring your own tractor as well, right?
Yeah,
you can pull the sled.
You can take your tractor off the lawn, as they call it, off the lawn class, and actually pull the sled if you want for $5. I don't recall if anybody did that last year, but it was out there if anybody wanted to.
And then there's a new wristband special too.
Yep. All day Sunday we'll be having a wristband special from 1 till 10 for $20. Or you can go from 1 to 5 for $15, and then the evening one from 7 to 10 is $12. But we're trying an all-day $20 wristbands, which sounds like a really good deal for
nine hours.
The kids are going to go on rides. So.
You know, you could take a break, you know, even go home for a little while, come back,
and
continue to ride.
So we're looking forward to that.
That's great. And finally, on the grounds, too, the 25-foot rock climbing wall is back.
The rock climbing wall is back, and he had a phenomenal year last year.
My kids went up that thing five times.
They do. They have a great time with that. So
you get to the top, you get to ring the bell.
Yep.
You know, but it's hard to do too. And it's a fun challenge, and of course all the rides and games.
Yep, the games and all the food. I mean, there's some really good concessions as low as our local concessions, but the other concessions that the main event brings with them is there's some really good food. It's not your typical carnival food. It's a little bit better, I think. So,
well, come on down to the General Clinton Canoe Regatta. Lots of new and interesting things happening, and this music festival this year is a great idea. You can come down, you can do the rides, check out the music.
And that isn't going to be so weather dependent, the music festival. That is going to be underneath the big tent this year. So the bands won't be down over the bank in the house that we usually have it in, the building. It's going to be under a huge tent, so which will be great.
You can stay dry. Enjoy music. That's John Harmon, our chairman for the General Clinton Canoe Regatta for his second straight year, working hard. And we thank John and everyone for all of your efforts.
Thanks.
For Canoe Regatta 2010, I'm Craig Stevens, WCDO.